You're listening to High School Football on Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
7-7 on a score between Wall and Manasquan. Let's recap the scoring for you if you're just joining us. Wall got on the scoreboard first with 56 seconds remaining in the first quarter. They took a 7-0 lead on a Jack Gifford to Tyler Ossenfort touchdown from 2 yards out. And then it was Joe Murphy capping off a quick return for Manasquan onto the scoreboard, a 4-yard touchdown one with 11:06 to go in the second quarter. Matt Harmon and Zar Luka back here. It is 7-7 in favor of, 7-7 between Wall and Manasquan. We're just winding down here the band routine for Manasquan. I imagine the teams will start to make their way back on. Good time to pass along some scores from around the Shore Conference in no particular order. Red Bank Catholic has beaten Rumson. Final score in that contest, 28-12. So RBC still among the teams without a loss on the season. Going into the fourth quarter, Long Branch leading Red Bank by a score of 13-0. Halftime, Lakewood 7, Toms River South 0. Maybe a bit of a surprise that it's so low scoring. Point Beach 19, Shore Regional 7. That won midway through the third quarter. Elsewhere, continue to
Long Branch.
Tick down. I gave that one.
I'm
tick down
sorry,
the Twitter board. Southern at last check
21.
On top of Central Regional 21-0. And Homedale going into the fourth quarter had a 24-20 advantage on Raritan. We'll try to give you updates on the other games. Middletown South, Middletown North were playing a good one.
7-6 at halftime. That was Middletown South.
Monmouth and Ocean, the other game that we haven't really heard a whole lot about today. We'll take one more timeout here. When we come back, we'll get you set for the start of half number two. We are midway through this Thanksgiving Day affair between Wall and Manasquan, and we've got a lot to figure out. We are still tied at 7. We're back in 3 minutes. Winding down halftime here from Manasquan High School, Vic Caboo Warrior Field. We hope that all going well as you get set for lunch, dinner, however you put it together.
How about your plans, Matt?
I'll be heading from here home.
Okay.
And settling in for the day. Let's say it that way. If I'm awake, by the time we eat, I'll be surprised.
Late night last night, of course.
Late night the last couple nights.
Last couple, yeah. Well, I am heading up to my sister's in Woodbridge, New Jersey. First Thanksgiving without my mom, who passed away at 92. So it was a long and healthy life, but we will miss her today at Thanksgiving. She was always the mainstay up there in Woodbridge.
Is the antipasto ready?
Oh, man, I was making it at 7:30 this morning. We've got a crowd of about 15 people, so there was much pepperoni, the Deluso salami, and provolone on the table this morning, among other.
And all the years we've been doing these games, you have the same routine every single
That's my job. They look forward to that antipasto.
Back here getting set for the start of half number two. Wall will kick off. Phil Shields will handle those chores from the 40-yard line. Going back deep is Mike Arante and Joe Fitton. It will be Fitton to field it. Far side hash mark of the 8-yard line. Going to the far sideline. He's got some blockers in front, got some room to work with. We'll take it out over the 30 to the 35 and then be ridden out of bounds at about the 38-yard line where it will be first down and 10 for Manasquan. Always interesting, Ed, to see what changes are made between these, between any two teams, really, but in such an even kind of back-and-forth game where we both felt like Wall maybe had the better of it, what Manasquan does.
Yeah, well, Chris Barnes reiterated that statement, said that Manasquan always comes out in the second half with good adjustments. We'll see.
Tucker Cacaval on Nevin. He'll have a first down stacked up at the Manasquan 48-yard line.
That's why it was so intriguing last week, because it was just the opposite. Manasquan had the 14-0 lead, and Nottingham made the adjustments and put 21 on the board unanswered to win it.
Slot receiver set off to the left side of the formation. It'll be Murphy on the first down carry again. Good forward push by the offensive line. And Murphy with a good second surge. Still on his feet. Whistle is not blown yet. This will be into wall territory down inside the Crimson Knight 40 to the 39-yard line.
Time. 11 on defense and 11 on offense, all pushing Murphy forward.
Again, breaking from the huddle is Manasquan. Cacavallo at her center. Going to give it to Murphy. Third consecutive carry for Murphy. Third consecutive good gain. Third consecutive first down. How about that, Ed? He's running hard right now, and all of a sudden the offensive line pretty charged up for Manasquan.
Well, it's exactly what Coach Barnes said, that the adjustments by Manasquan at halftime are always outstanding, and those plays that did not work at all between the tackles in the first half have put together 30-plus yards this half on three plays.
Offset eye formation this time to the right. Tight end to the right. Fitton in to get the carry, giving Murphy a blow. Fitton, good change of pace back, gets close to 10 yards as he is pushed out of bounds at the 19-yard line. Check at the 24-yard line, where it will be first down, second down and one.
Well, Murphy and Fitton so far in this second half. Murphy back in there now.
One carry off for him. Maybe a down to throw it here if you wanted to. Nope. Manasquan will keep it on the ground. Set up the reverse. Grogan fumbled the football. Able to pick it up. In trouble. Looking for the yard. Slips through. Inside the 10. 5. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
How about that on a busted play? Murphy able to take it in and score, and Manasquan has gone up top 13-7.
Well, Grogan starting basketball season a little early, dribbled that one. Luckily, the oblong football bounced right back to him. He was about 10 yards deep in his own backfield, and then he broke about four tackles to get into the end zone. Great run by Connor Grogan.
Extra point attempt coming up for Schatzman. This to make it a 14-7 advantage. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. Another short kick. It will just hook in the right upright. 14-7 our score. 10:04 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that you're listening to the Open MRI of All Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to high school football on Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Back here from Vic Caboo Warrior Field, Manasquan taking the opening kickoff and needing just a minute 56 of the clock to score. They lead this one now 14-7, and Wall will get their first crack at having the football. On to kickoff is number 16, Raul Perez. For Manasquan, Shane Dingley and Pete Maselli back deep. Short kick. This is an onsider, and it'll be fielded by Manasquan. Well, 20 yards. Yeah. Wall had a couple of chances at it, but couldn't figure out how to get their hands on it.
I don't know if it was intended to be an onside kick, because it certainly wasn't kicked by one. He put all his effort into that kick. It just went off the side of his foot. And as you said, Wall had a couple chances, but bounced right to Manasquan, and they will get it right back.
Big turning point. Doesn't go as a turnover, but really the third kind of key mistake in the football game for Wall. They turn it over twice in the first half, and now what turns out to be a 20-yard onside kick. Cacaval back on. Wall showing pressure. Murphy gets it off the right side. Will work his way forward for a gain of two. Tackle made by Ignoyan.
That time it was a little delay sprint draw type play to Murphy, and Wall able to rebound there off some blocks. Murphy in the beginning of this quarter on the last drive had those quick hitting bursts. Let's see if they go back to that.
Miller and Grogan split the field. One receiver either side. Quick snap from Manasquan. Murphy trying to stretch it out off the right side. Not much doing that time. Well defended by Mike Cusack, the corner, and then cleaned up by Agnoyan.
Well, if Wall ever needs a three and out, this is it after that bust on the kickoff. They've got to force Manasquan to punt right here.
Third down and seven coming up for Manasquan, trying to cash in on really what is an extra possession. Wind has picked up a little bit in the face of Manasquan right now. Cacaval, blitz coming, flares it to the outside. That catch is made by Grogan. Good open field tackle made on the far sideline by Mike Cusack, the corner. Small gain, maybe a yard and a half. Still a fourth down and a long five, closer to six even. And Manasquan will bring the punt team back on, looking now to play field position and pin the Crimson Knights inside their own 20.
Whistle stops the action, so we'll give you our first final of the day. RBC wins it and stays undefeated. Number one in the Shore, 28-12 over Rumson, and wins their division with that win.
That's Class A Central, the win in that one.
So Rumson finishes the season with three straight losses, right?
Better punt this time from Murphy. Will bounce inside the 20 and will roll down to the 15 where it is down. And penalty flags will now come out.
Joe Murphy's punt is down.
I believe this is going to be an unsportsmanlike penalty
on Wall. Yes, it will be, Matt. Late hit. Not when you want to hit somebody late in front of everybody. Oh, no, on Manasquan. No, I don't believe that is correct, Matt. The Manasquan player is the guy who got pounded. Did you see something different?
No, I saw the same thing. I saw a lot of white jerseys and one blue jersey go flying.
Wow.
Well, the penalty does go against Manasquan.
Well, there's about seven coaches on the sidelines with both hands up in the air asking the referees, what's that all about?
Wall gets maybe a bit of a break here, and they needed it. Pull the football out to the 30-yard line of the Crimson Knights. Is Gifford going to check things over, look to the sideline, go to the armband, make sure everybody's on the same page. Tight end right, three wide receivers set. Here is the give to Maselli. Running stretch off the left side. Hit and dropped in the backfield. Nice open field tackle made by Blaine Birch.
Maselli had a couple of early bursts up the gut, but since then he's been running east-west and not very successful picking up yardage.
Loss of two on the play. Good open field tackle made by Birch. It'll set up second and 12. Clock running, 7:15 to go. Little delay play up the middle for Maselli. Birch will make the tackle again, and Maselli in trouble right now, not getting up and in some obvious pain. He is holding his left ankle.
Yep. Yeah, it wasn't the wind that time. Now he's grabbing the foot.
Was shaken up earlier in the game. Has really been Wall's best offensive threat. Hard runner, not real big. Listed at 5'8", 170 pounds. So, you know, at that size, does take a pretty good beating carrying the football as much as he does. He would be a big loss for Wall right now.
Yeah, it's been him and the quarterback, Gifford, who has carried the Knights to their lone touchdown in. They're going to send both teams to the sideline now as the doctors and the trainers attend to Maselli.
Well, with that, we'll take a break as well. Give us a chance to regroup. 7:09 to play in the third quarter. Manasquan 14, Wall 7. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football in the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now, back to high school football on Good Times and Great Oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
And we welcome you back with an unfortunate sighting of the trainer and medical card here at Manasquan High School, on to help with the assistance of getting junior running back Pete Maselli off the field. Maselli just carried the football, picked up 4 yards. It'll be 3rd and 6 and a 14-7 advantage for Manasquan. That immediately, as he was tackled, grabbed on and was in definite pain of the left ankle. Can't give you any more details as of that. We can say that they've
stabilized
them, yeah, and put the immobilizer on that left leg. It looked to be, Ed, to me at least, something he was grabbing that high ankle area.
Yep.
But that could mean anything, really.
Yeah, they have lifted him up now. They do not have him on a stretcher. They have put him onto the cart. He is sitting up in obvious pain, but as you said, they have immobilized the lower left leg. I'm going to bring him over to the wall sideline now. Try to get some word for you and pass it on. Hopefully it's not a real serious injury. Get him ready for the winter season. And of course, he's only a junior. He'll be back next year.
We talked about a key injury in the football game last year. Tyler Sato, the quarterback for Manasquan, the game was played at Wall, blew his knee up. So back-to-back years of key players being missed. Gifford, as we're back to action, wanting to throw, doesn't have anybody in the pattern, throws the football away. Flag comes out.
That could be intentional grounding because there was nobody in the area.
No, they're going to wave it off.
They're going to wave it off. Okay.
It'll bring up 4th down, and Wall will have to punt the football away.
So Manasquan with the 14-7 lead here will get the football back, barring any type of turnover here.
Shields to kick off.
Shields will punt.
Rogan and Miller
with 6:59 to go. High snap. Shields able to pull it down. Shanks it off the side of his foot. This will bounce in midfield, roll into Manasquan territory inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. And then be down there.
Neptune is taking control of their football game with Asbury Park. They lead it 26-6. Nearing the end of quarter number 3, a Miles Martin swing pass of 75 yards for their last touchdown. So Patterson to Martin, a 75-yarder. Give Manasquan a 26.
Big Blue with a chance here to go up. Fitton on a halfback option pass. Wants to throw the football down the field. Almost intercepted. Intended target was Chris Miller. Good coverage by Luke Malone and by Kyle McDonough. Goes as a long incompletion and sets up 2nd and 10.
That score was 26-6. Neptune over Asbury. In the third quarter,
Long Branch has beaten Red Bank 13-0. They claim a part of B North.
Can tie Neptune if Neptune hangs on and wins their game.
Pitch for Fitton into the shorts out of the field. Turns up and gets stopped just shy of midfield at the 49-yard line.
That's not true. They've already have their 5 wins, Neptune, right? That's a non-conference game with Asbury.
I was going to say, you know, I mean, there are some teams that are playing some pretty good football. I would throw Long Branch into the mix right now among those who are among the hottest around.
Right, and they were played without Joseel Jackson, their outstanding running back, who's had an all-sure type year. Of course, they do get Dwight Clark back, and probably with another week or 10 days to rest, he could be at full speed for their semifinal contest.
3rd down, a long 5. A lot of movement up front for Wall on the defensive line. This will give Manasquan pretty close to a 1st down. I'm not sure if it's going to be exactly enough. It will move the chains, however, and it will be a 1st down into Wall territory. They're continuing to work pretty heavy on Pete Maselli, the junior running back, right in front of where we broadcast, looking down on it. On 1st and 10, it'll be Cacaval going back to work with 5:59 to go in the third quarter. Up the middle for Murphy. Gains five to set up second and five. Tackle made by Jeff Horwitz.
Second and five for the Warriors.
You have to wonder in a game like this where there's so much emotion and you see a guy like Maselli have to check out of the game, what that does to Wall. As Grogan will motion here from right to left. The give is to Murphy up the middle. Big hole for Murphy. And he will pick up the first down inside the 30. Get to the 27-yard line. Gain of just about 13. And a first down and 10 for Manasquan.
Yeah, Manasquan is taking control of this one, Matt, in the second half. They've run the ball very effectively, sticking primarily on the ground. Pulled out one trick play on the double reverse that Grogan got lucky on and as he bounced the ball, and it bounced right back to him, but did break a couple tackles to take the 14-7 lead.
Murphy, again, the deep man of the I formation, gets the carry here on first down, stacked up with a line of scrimmage, no gain on the play. It'll bring up second and 10, 4:40 and rolling here in the third quarter.
By the way, we've got to mention the outstanding job the referees have done today. Letting the kids play. You don't see those big holding penalties, only the obvious stuff. A couple of delay games and some procedure calls. But good job by this crew letting them play football on this great Thanksgiving morning into afternoon.
Grogan motions again across the formation from right to left. This time, Cacaval wants to throw. Goes off his back foot. Wanted Grant Castellanos, the tight end. It'll fall incomplete and bring up third down.
He's a big one, Castellanos.
Yeah, very good size. Good listed size. At 6'2". Still got some weight to pack on. Only 180 pounds. If you're 6'2", you can go to 200 pretty easy.
Yeah, he's got some big legs on him. He looks a little bigger than that. That might have been preseason.
He will line up Castellanos, who is a wide receiver this time. Sent to the right. Grogan and Miller off the left side of the formation. Bad pass by Cacaval. Wanted Grogan in the slot. It'll fall incomplete and will set up fourth down and 9. Four down territory here, however, for Manasquan as they have the football at the 25-yard line of Wall.
And they cleared out for Grogan coming underneath, like you said, on the little out. He was open and had some room to run if he had put it there, but pass was very badly thrown.
Checking into the game at the running back spot, Jack Bianco. Cacaval flushed in the pocket this time. Throws, wanted Miller, and went to a back shoulder throw when Miller was turned more to the inside for a front shoulder throw. The coverage applied by Scott Van Glan on downs. Wall will get the football back. Crimson Knights are still within a score of tying this one up. 14-7. Manasquan with the advantage. 3:58 to play in the third quarter. Jack Gifford back on for the Knights. It'll be Lauro to take the tailback reps right now. He'll pound it out over the left side. Pick up two. Leave Wall with a second and 8.
I think if Wall could get a drive going here, run out the third period, and continue to hold on to the ball as we enter the fourth, they'll be in pretty good shape here, but going to need a couple of first downs in order to do that.
Trips this time off to the right side for Wall. As Gifford, with a flag out, play will be stopped. Manasquan jumped early. It was Tanner Cowley looking to get a blitz off the outside, and he got started before anybody else.
It's the third time they've done that. They've jumped. Clock starts. 3:20 and running here. Third quarter, 14-7 Manasquan.
Gifford quarterback sweep this time, trying to stretch it, in trouble, wanted to run it off tackle, didn't have anything, tried to bounce it to the outside, and fell afoul among those on the tackle for Manasquan. Gain of maybe a yard. It'll set up third down and four. You know, Ed, seems like to me this game has lost a little luster. This has been a very slow-paced third quarter between these two teams.
Yeah, well, Manasquan started it off by running the ball down the throats of Wall, and then, of course, the injury hit Wall, and I think the wind was taken out of everybody as the after the injury, and we haven't gotten going yet.
Here's Gifford rolling this time, shorts out of the field, wanting to throw, looking in the flat, cannot connect with McDonough, and that'll fall incomplete. Set up fourth down, and Wall will bring the punt team on. Difference in this one, 19-yard touchdown run from Connor Grogan that came on the opening drive of the third quarter. With 2.5 minutes remaining, it'll be Grogan to get the football back. Perhaps he and Miller both back deep awaiting the punt of Phil Shields. Last time Shields punted was not a good one. No pressure. Gets off a high hanging kick here. Much better effort. Miller will call for and make the fair catch at about the 30-yard line where Manasquan will have it. First down and 10. We're still in the third quarter here at Vic Caboo Warrior Field with Manasquan leading Wall by a score of 14-7, 2:20 remaining in the third quarter.
Neptune pouring it on now in the Asbury Park game. Their fourth interception of the game, returned 60 yards for a touchdown. That was Cameron Calderon who did it. 33-6 with 23 seconds left in quarter number three. So
remember in that game, too, Asbury Park led 6-0.
That is correct. They have run off 33 points.
First and 10. The give is to Murphy, who will get back to the line of scrimmage. Nice defensive play inside that time for Wall. Harwitz in on the tackle along with number 32, Tim McGivna.
Middletown South has received a touchdown pass from quarterback Bray, and they lead it over Middletown North 14-6 with 4 minutes left in that contest.
Manasquan breaks from the huddle with 1:40 and running. Up under center, Cacaval. Flag out. Murphy gets it. Again, tough sledding off the left side this time. Back to the line of scrimmage. That stop made by LaRusso and Dingley.
Well, we've seen more flags in the last 4 minutes than we have had in the entire first 2.5 quarters. As the game has gotten sloppy.
And that was a sideline warning that flag was thrown. Don't see it thrown too often by the referee. But he was the one who actually threw it from behind the play.
Yeah, Nick Gregorio spends most of his game on about the hash line. As I roam the Wall sidelines here, he is very intently into this football game. And we'll see if that keeps him behind the white lines. It is for the time being, at least.
Manasquan has used a timeout. 1:06 to go. We'll take a timeout as well. 14-7. Manasquan with the lead. 1:06 to go in the third quarter. We step out for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to high school football on Good Time Oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
And we welcome you back from Vic Caboo Warrior Field. Manasquan leading Wall 14-7. The 13th edition of this rivalry game on Thanksgiving. All tied at 6, so somebody, as long as we have a winner today, we'll take the series advantage. Here's Cacaval wanting to throw on third down. Over the seam, went right through the hands of Joe Fitton. That would have not just been a first down. Fitton had a lot of room in front of him. Very likely could have scored. He's got good speed, but took his eye off the football. And it will go as a incompletion. Set up fourth down and long. And on will come Joe Murphy to punt it away. Missed opportunity for Manasquan. Back deep for Wall. Kyle McDonough. Low snap. Murphy fields it. gets off a short, wobbly kick. It'll be down about the Wahl 44-yard line where the Crimson Knights will have it first down and 10. Ed, we've seen a ton of times in this game teams having pretty good field position. Seems like anytime there's a punt on one side of the end zone or the other, I mean,
yeah, it doesn't go past the 50 usually.
No, and if it does, it's usually by a bounce.
Yeah, but nobody's really taken advantage of these short punts. There have been a couple of them on both sides of the football. Let's see if Wahl could capitalize here.
Gifford with 51 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and his team trailing by 7. Checks the armband again. Relays the play call. Loro at the tailback spot. In is LaRusso at the H-back spot. Fumbled football coming through the line. Still fumbled. Manasquan's got it.
Yes, they do.
Third turnover of the day for Wahl. And Loro didn't really have a good handle on the football as he went through the line. And the turnover here will give Manasquan the football back in Wahl territory at the Crimson Knight 48-yard line.
Well, it's a final in Point Pleasant Beach. The Gulls have won their B Central title, beating Shore Regional 19-7. So congratulations to the Garnet Gulls as they will take their undefeated record into the semifinal round of the Central Jersey Group 1 Championships next week at home against Florence.
Dying to see that rematch already. Chips formation, different look for Manasquan. Four wide receivers set. Fitton will get it in a wildcat package off the right side. Lost a half a yard. We'll set up second down and long. That could take us to the end of the third quarter. Manasquan doesn't have to snap the football again.
And probably will not. That's the final. Homedale has beaten Raritan, and Raritan will go through a winless season this year. 30-27 Homedale over Raritan. Lakewood still out in front of Toms River South, 7-0 early in the fourth quarter. That one's kind of a surprise.
I'm just stunned that there hasn't been more points in that game.
Yeah, well, Lakewood coming off a great defensive effort against Neptune in a game they lost 14-7. Continue to do it against the high-flying Indian offense.
We'll take a timeout here as the third quarter has come to a close. It is Manasquan 14 and Wahl 7. We're back for the start of the fourth right after this quick timeout. You're listening to High School Football on the Open MRI of Wahl Game of the Week on Thanksgiving Now afternoon on the Shore Sports Network.